And now, being a Thursday, it's time to talk nutrition with Anetsi, and welcoming Anetsi back to the airwaves. Anetsi, good morning. Welcome back after a nice break. And also, thank you for the article you sent through for us last week, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Wayne, and it's a pleasure to be back, and I hope you enjoyed the article last week.
Yes, very, very interesting, and some very interesting points and points to think about there. And today we're talking about magnesium.
Yes, so when it comes to magnesium, obviously it's part of the mineral elements. So if we think calcium, magnesium, phosphate, so they are sort of all minerals. But magnesium is one that sort of quietly keeps our body running. And I think it doesn't really get the attention that it deserves, because people always talk about calcium and vitamin C, but never really about magnesium. But magnesium is really involved in over 300 biochemical reactions in the body. So it includes everything from your muscle, your nervous system, our hearts, bones, energy level, even our mood depends on magnesium.
Okay.
So I thought maybe I'll just explain a little bit what magnesium does in the body, and then also what causes us to maybe have a deficiency of magnesium, and then also what food elements would be good sources of magnesium. So magnesium is known as the relaxation mineral, because when calcium causes your muscle to contract, magnesium actually allows them to relax. So they work in combination with each other, and then these two elements being in balance is very important. So on the periodic the symbol for magnesium basically would be MG. So even if you think about looking at a supplement bottle, if they don't write out magnesium, you can look for the abbreviation MG, and that is actually the chemical symbol for magnesium. So as 60% of magnesium is basically in our bone, while the rest will be in muscle, soft tissue, and then also blood. So if we think about their functions, their main function of magnesium will be muscle and nerve function. So every single time we move, we walk, we blink, magnesium will be involved in that action. And it actually helps prevent muscle cramps and spasms, and also a syndrome which is called restless leg syndrome. Sometimes magnesium is very involved here, so magnesium supplementation can help actually to reduce the symptoms of restless legs. And then it helps with your proper nerve signaling. So if you think about a twitching eye or eyelid or leg cramps, or even tight shoulders, magnesium might just be involved in that whole story.
Okay.
And then when it comes to our energy regulations, very important. So magnesium is essential for making ATP. So this is basically the body's energy currency. So if we are deficient of magnesium, it will lead to things like chronic fatigue, the feeling of being chronically fatigued, exercise intolerance, and because then there will also be a mitochondria deficiency of magnesium. And if you think about mitochondria, that is really where we have ATP. So that's sort of our generator, if I can put it like that, for energy for our bodies. And then, so people might have maybe a normal iron level or even a normal thyroid level or vitamin B levels, but they still struggle with this chronic feeling of being fatigued, and it might be due to an inadequate intracellular level of magnesium.
Okay.
And then very important also in our blood pressure regulation. So also our heart is a muscle, and it needs magnesium. So magnesium helps to regulate heart rhythm. It also supports a good blood pressure. And it helps to balance calcium to prevent an overcontraction of heart muscle. So obviously, if there's too much calcium, there's too much contraction. So we need magnesium again to sort of let that muscle also relax. So if we look at low magnesium levels, we can expect things like heart palpitations, irregular heartbeats, and actually an increase in your cardiovascular stress. So your heart muscle might be a little bit under stress. And then also very important in terms of sleep, stress, and mental health. So obviously this is a very big one for all of us. So magnesium can sort of help to calm your nervous system a little bit. So it regulates your stress hormones, and it also supports GABA, which is a neurotransmitter of the brain. So GABA helps to reduce anxiety and depression. So obviously, if we have a good level of magnesium, we will feel less anxious, we'll feel less depressed, we will sleep better, and then our blood pressures will also be good. So really, really a very important mineral. So if we have low levels, we can expect to be more anxious, more irritable, poor quality of sleep, and you might have a difficulty of switching off your mind at night. You like sort of lying in bed and your mind is on a rush to somewhere, but you don't quite
where. You stayed behind.
Yes. So it seems like magnesium might just be your friend in a situation like that. And then it's particularly relevant in patients with chronic stress, burnout, insomnia, and then also people suffering from your premenopausal symptoms. And then bone, very important, because 60% of the body magnesium is stored in bone. So yes, calcium builds bone, but magnesium actually helps that the calcium be deposited into bone where it belongs. Otherwise, without magnesium, calcium will end up in soft tissue, maybe in joints, and that will contribute to stiffness rather than strength. So we definitely need magnesium for proper deposits of our calcium in bone. So even if you don't take a calcium supplement, but if you think we all consume dairy in terms of maybe your milk in your coffee or yogurt that you drink or whatever, so we definitely need magnesium for the right deposit. So why would we then have lower levels of magnesium? So the number one factor of a low level of magnesium will be your diet. Unfortunately, with all of the processed foods that we have these days, they are stripped from magnesium. And also, if you think about all the refined type of carbohydrates and sugars that there are, so if your normal white breads, cookies, biscuits, that type of thing, obviously there's no fiber there. So that really strips our diet from magnesium. And then stress. So unfortunately, stressful situations burns magnesium rather fast, whether it's emotional stress, physical stress, even an illness or being overworked. This really allows our body, unfortunately, to lose magnesium through urine. So it's a vicious cycle. If you think about everybody these days really have quite a stressful type of work environment or just life in general, because it's so fast-paced. So then we can actually lose magnesium through urine, which is a normal physiological process. And then the other contributors would be caffeine and alcohol. So that also increases your magnesium excretion. So if you think about somebody that's tired, they might go for that cup of coffee, and because they are stressed, and then we drink more coffee and then we lose more magnesium. It's really also a snowball effect when it comes to caffeine consumption. And then unfortunately, some medications that some people have to take. So if you are somebody with that's on antibiotics or on acid blockers or diuretics, those are medications that contributes to the loss of magnesium through your urine. So maybe not a bad idea to take a little bit of extra supplementation if you fall into this group. So obviously we can go for supplementation, a simple thing like, there's many of these magnesium fizzy things these days that you can buy and various different brands, but maybe not a bad option to supplement your daily living with a little bit of magnesium occasionally. But if you are not somebody that likes to have a supplement, or maybe you don't drink any of these chronic medications, obviously it's very easy to do it with food sources. So, and it's also quite affordable. So the number one source of magnesium will be our green leafy vegetables, because magnesium sits right in the center of the chlorophyll in the green pigment in the plant. So things like spinach, Swiss chard, rocket. So it's time to make that spinach smoothie. if it was part of your New Year's resolutions.
I don't do New Year's resolutions for good reason.
It seems like this is quite the list that people don't like to eat, all the green leaves, but kale and rocket also good options for magnesium. So easy ways you can sort of, if you don't really like to eat it raw or just steamed, we can disguise them, sort of put some spinach in your stews, add some of the lettuce leaves and stuff to a wrap or a sandwich, so you can sort of hide them between the stuff that you really like. and then maybe a better option would be nuts. So they are among one of the most dense foods in magnesium per gram. So things like pumpkin seeds, almonds, cashews, sunflower seeds are good options for magnesium. So easy way to take a handful. So we need 1 or 2 tablespoons a day. So this is really a good snack if you put a lot of seeds and nuts together and you take a handful as a snack, maybe 10 o'clock or 4 o'clock. It's an easy way to actually and then also with these ones, you will also get some omega-3 and 6 fatty acids. So really good options as a snack. And then whole grains. So obviously with magnesium, it's also in the germ of the brand. So it's important to have a whole grain, because it's right in the center of the whole grain. There's where the magnesium lies. So obviously if we consume grains where they've removed the germ of it, obviously it won't be as rich in magnesium as it's supposed to be. So our best options, oats, quinoa, brown rice, and then whole wheat products are like a stone ground type of whole wheat flour, where they've literally grounded the whole wheat. That's very important. And then also an easy source, the legume family, very rich in magnesium and fiber. So if we think about black beans, lentils, chickpeas, kidney beans, and these are things that we can easily buy in a tin. So you sometimes even get them all combined in one tin, that 4-in-1 bean mix. So if you can make salads with it, you can add them to your stews. There's lots of people that like to eat beans on toast. So a really easy way to add that. And then the good news, you can also get it in dark chocolate.
Okay, now we're starting to talk. Okay, now you've got my attention.
I'm saving the best for last. And the secret, though, it must be at least 70% cocoa. So make sure it's a 70% rich cocoa type of chocolate that you buy. A good old dairy milk slab is not going to do it. So 1 to 2 squares, not the whole slab, 1 to 2 blocks.
Moderation.
Luckily, the 70% slabs, the blocks are a little bit bigger. So you feel better about 2 blocks.
But as you say, very, very specifically, it's the dark chocolates that.
Yeah, because also it's about the quality of the cocoa bean that they use to make that chocolate. So obviously the cocoa bean is the one that will be rich in the magnesium. So a good quality source of cocoa we will get obviously in those chocolates, that 70%, 80% type of slabs out there. And then other fruits and veggies, avocado, pear, bananas, your fatty fishes, really good sources of magnesium. So all in all, it's really quite an easy mineral to include on a daily basis. And I think, so if you try and add some protein to any of the magnesium sources that I've mentioned, because it will help with the absorption, and then avoid lots of refined sugars, because that actually interferes with the absorption of magnesium. Mm. And then we preferably don't want to overcook all the green stuff. And I sometimes think the reason why people don't like green vegetables is, I can speak for myself. My grandmother used to cook them to death. They were brown by the time they got to my plate.
Yeah.
And then they were absolutely awful. Mm. So if you steam or blanch or saute them with some salt, pepper, and herbs, they are really, really quite edible and not as awful as people have that memory, the memory that we have of the brown green vegetable that was supposed to be green. And then obviously, we should try and manage our stress levels. I think it's important for everybody's health status is to manage stress levels, even if we live in a high-paced life, because obviously it triggers inflammation and all other things, but will contribute to the loss of magnesium through your urine. That's really – so eat your greens, your nuts, and your seeds. Try to manage your stress and try to get sort of whole grain carbohydrates when you buy them.
Yes, yeah. and just talking about veggies for a moment, I enjoy vegetables, but prefer them sort of a tad on the rawer side, and still a little bit crunchy, especially carrots and things like that.
And you know, with vegetables, it's always better to consume them almost raw or steamed, because they are rich of water soluble vitamins. Mm. So if we boil them to death, we obviously dilute the amount of water soluble vitamins that is there, because the vitamins is soluble in water.
Mm.
So it will go into the water, you will flush the best of your vegetables down the drain. You will eat the leftovers. So eating them just maybe steamed or raw or quick in the microwave to make them warm would be an item. Microwave is another story, but just to preserve the micronutrients that's in there, definitely the better way to consume a vegetable
than
to boil them necessarily.
Right, because as you say, the water goes down the drain when you pour it off. And Anetsi, in terms of nutrition and your services as a qualified nutritionist, how can somebody get hold of you? Maybe they're wanting to plan a diet, they've got questions, or they need to solve a problem. How can they get in touch?
They're more than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Junetsi.
Great. Junetsi, thank you very, very much. And this chat will be on our website later today. Have a great week, and looking forward to chatting next week, Thursday.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Thank